This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. If you haven't noticed, we are rocking red for Healthy Hearts with Evangelical Community Hospital, talking to some of the heart professionals at the hospital about healthy lives and the events and activities that are coming up. It's all observing Heart Month. And with that, we welcome back to the newsline one of the cardiologists at Evangelical Community Hospital in their Heart and Vascular Center. Saqib Siddiqui is back. Good morning, Doctor. Thank you so much for calling in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me again.
I really do appreciate it. I just think there's so much to say about this particular topic. We should probably interview from time to time over the year, too, because different things come up related to fitness and diet and heart health and exercise and so on. So we'll try to stay in touch. We give thanks to Deanna Hollenbach, who always serves as a co-producer on these, making sure we get hooked up with the good doctors up there. Well, folks may be getting back into a fitness program or just concerned or wondering, you know, what might be maybe the earliest of the early signs that you may have a cardiac issue in your life. So what are signs your heart could be in trouble?
So before we even get to whether or not your heart's in trouble, I think we look at some of the basic things is how to avoid getting into trouble. I think that's really important. And I think the easiest question that you can ask yourself is, what risk factors do I have for heart disease? Do I have high blood pressure? Do I have high cholesterol? Do I smoke or did I ever smoke? Is there a genetic component? Did mom or dad have any heart disease? If you answered yes to any of those, you probably have some risk factors for heart disease. So that's an important place to start. And then, of course, there's things you can do to make sure that you don't get into worse trouble from there.
What of it? Let me just dig into one of those real quick. The genetic component that you mentioned, the heritage, your family, sort of relates to some of the others. Some folks may have a family disposition for higher blood pressure or higher cholesterol. Is that true? And how can that be observed and detected?
It is. It is true. So you'll see a lot of patients who, if your mom or dad had issues early on in their age, in their 30s or 40s or even in their 50s, as opposed to your natural aging process in the 60s and 70s and 80s, but if they have it early on, that should set you off to maybe, you know what, mom and dad did have issues much earlier in their life, so maybe I need to get checked out even earlier as well. And again, so the way that we would avoid any of this is if you're regularly seeing a physician or a family doctor and they can, they're checking your blood pressures on a regular basis, they're checking blood work on a regular basis, they'll be able to pick up quickly if there is abnormality and fix it, or get to it before it really becomes an issue.
Are we doing any genetic observation or testing yet?
There is. It's not part of the mainstream as of yet, though I suspect in the next 3 to 10 years it is going to become much more common. There are certain diseases that we are certainly doing it for in terms of some arrhythmias, some sort of cardiomyopathies, heart failure, some of the more lethal things we're certainly doing some genetic testing for. If there is certainly a predisposition in families that we know have genetic issues, then yes, there is some genetic testing going on. It's not part of regular testing as of yet.
And those trouble signs for the heart. Now we're going to start to get concerned. Maybe we did check off some of those boxes you mentioned. Now we start to get concerned. What are we going to do?
So what can you do? So I go back to ask you some questions. First of all, do you have a family doctor? Do you see them regularly? Because, or like I said, they're running your labs. They're checking your blood pressures. They're checking your weight. And if they do see that, okay, you know, you have some risk factors like hypertension or high blood pressure, you have diabetes or high cholesterol, let's try to start working on these. Now, if they are alerted, something is going on here, that your risk factors are potentially going to cause you to get heart disease, or further, those risk factors build up and actually cause heart disease, you'll start to get some symptoms that they could actually be worrisome. They'll say, man, are you getting more shorter breath? Maybe you're having some chest pain. You're having some fluttering or palpitations in your heart. You may be more fatigued than you used to. You've gained weight abnormal. Notice fluid in your leg. These are all things that they'll set you off, that may set you off or even the family doctor to say something is not right. And a lot of these symptoms are easy to pick up on, and some of them are more subtle. For example, females. We know that females tend to have atypical signs of heart disease. They may get heartburn or belching that is very different than what males get. So if you feel that those are things that you're feeling that you've never had before, certainly some things to say, hey, I got to alert my family doctor, or I got to see a cardiologist.
Yeah, and I think that contact and that relationship with that family personal care physician, that is really a key linchpin here, correct? This idea of just having a dialogue, you know, maybe annually or however often it takes to really start to exchange knowledge.
Absolutely. And we know that heart disease is basically a combination of risk factors, right? Heart disease isn't this one particular thing. It's a combination of all these risk factors that build up over years. So if you think about seeing a family doctor annually or semi-annually, the idea is that we can really reduce those risk factors from piling up and then causing heart disease. So an absolutely essential thing to make sure you're seeing the family doctor. And again, as soon as they're alerted, and maybe they're alerted very, very early on that these risk factors have ever turned into heart disease, and that is the best way to do that.
All right, suppose I say, well, I'm checking off the blood pressure or cholesterol elements in my checklist you gave us early on. How do I take control and say, okay, and from now on the BP goes down and the cholesterol goes down?
Yeah. So first and foremost, you know, it depends on what the levels are. What are your levels? And those are going to be run by your family doctor, and they'll sort of give you the nuances of what your level should be based on your risk factors and your age and other disease processes. But on the basic thing that you can do is if your family doctor says, hey, it's mildly elevated, you know, some things that you can do from my perspective is some level of exercise, a little bit of exercise, anywhere between 15 to 20 minutes a day of some aerobic exercises is really, really heart healthy for you. It can avoid your blood pressures from going up. Dietary changes in terms of how it affects cholesterol. If we reduce the amount of vegetable oils that we're eating, butter that we're eating, and replace them with olive oil, that is excellent for your cholesterol. If you switch, you know, red meats over to more fish and chicken, more nuts, get rid of the pastas and get rid of more and increase the grains that you're eating. All of those things make a big difference. If you do it on a regular basis, can make a difference in reducing some of those risk factors. Obviously, if you're smoking, cutting down or stopping smoking is going to be very, very important.
So I guess the key is with dialogue and maybe some discipline and some new recipes and wise shopping, you can attack these topics.
Absolutely.
What if the only place I want to see you is at the Cookin' Men, since you're a cardiologist and we're at the Chocolate Festival in town. That's the only time I want to see Dr. Saqib Siddiqui is socially somewhere. How do we avoid seeing a cardiologist, and when should, I guess maybe a better question is, when should I see a cardiologist?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So for me, you know, if you feel at any time that you feel healthy, okay, and you say to yourself, I feel good, I don't think I have a problem, I do know that maybe my mom or dad had issues, and I want to make sure I don't get those issues, then if you want to see me or one of my partners for that reason, I am more than happy to see you, and definitely happy to see you, and we can sort of talk about how to avoid heart disease. What are your factors? What can you do to remain in good heart healthy condition? But the majority of the time, your family doctor will see something in your exam, your test, your blood work, and it alerts them to say, hey, we may need to have you see a cardiologist. The one thing I'm going to say to that is, just because you're going to come see me doesn't mean there's something really, really wrong with you. It's something that was alerted by either your family doctor or maybe yourself to say, I'm having some of these symptoms that we talked about before, fluttering and chest pain and shortness of breath, fatigue, heartburn, and I want to make sure I see a cardiologist. When you come see me, we generally have a long discussion about risk factors, what these symptoms mean, what we can do to test to make sure that you don't have heart disease, or give you maybe a lot of the times I can tell you, hey, there's actually nothing wrong with you at all, and this is great, and and we can see each other once a year, or see each other when you get down the line and have more questions. So it's not always a bad thing when you come see a cardiologist.
Well, particularly if you're motivated to make some of the changes that you talked about there, then you're going to see a pro. It's almost going to be like a situation where you end up with a checklist to kind of do some good things to take fabulous care of yourself. Doctor, anything else to add to our discussion today? As I mentioned, there's so much more to say about this, and we'll do that throughout the year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just look at what you said early on was exactly right. In the first, this is a new year. January's ending. February's here now. You see hearts everywhere you go now because Valentine's Day is coming up. Think about every single time you see a heart somewhere. Think about your own heart. Think about, hey, have you taken care of your heart? What can you do to take control of your heart? If there's anything that you feel you didn't get a good checkup, go ahead and make your phone calls. Get to the family doctor. Get to a cardiologist like you do with anything else. But this is a short month. February is a short month. Take some time and focus on your heart this month.
Well, thank you so much. You certainly have made that much easier. So thank you for your help and your time. Come and visit us in person sometime. We'd love to see you again and talk to you about these important topics. Thank you, Doc.
Thank you.
So Dr. Saqib Siddiqui at Evangelical Community Hospital. He's a cardiologist in the Heart and Vascular Center at Evangelical. evanhospital.com/heart for more heart-related information.